There are barricades across every access route, and there's a lot of wanton destruction and looting going on. So half the port is currently unusable, which has antagonized the boat captains, and I have to deploy a lot of people to keep an eye on them.
Starve them out, Collins said.
She nodded reluctantly. That's one option, about the least expensive at the moment, but it will take time. There was a lot of food stored in those warehouses.
The merchants won't like that, Terence Smith said.
Screw the merchants, Collins said.
I'm sorry about the transients' gear being looted, but that doesn't excuse this kind of behavior.
We can help them eventually, but not if they're going to hamper every effort with petty-minded belligerence.
Some families lost everything.
Tough shit. We are in danger of losing an entire planet of 20 million people. My priority is to the majority.
Yes, sir.
There were times when Colin just felt like telling his aide, "Here's my seat, you take over. You, with your situation summaries and cautiously formulated response suggestions." Instead, the governor walked over to the drinks cabinet and searched through the bottles for a decent chilled white wine, and to hell with the chief sheriff's disapproval.
"Can we defend Durringham from other invaders?" he asked quietly, as he flipped the neck seal and poured out a glass.
"If we had enough time to prepare, and you declared martial law, and if we had enough weapons."
"Yes or no?"
Candace Elford watched the glass in the governor's hand. It was shaking quite badly, the wine nearly spilling.
"I don't think so," she said. "Whatever it is that's out there, it's strong, well-armed, and well-organized. The Confederation Navy Office thinks they're using some kind of sequestration technology to turn colonists into a slave army. Faced with that, I don't think we really stand much of a chance."
"Sequestration anonics," Colin mumbled as he sank back into his chair.
"Dear God, who are these invaders? Xenarchs? Some exiled group from another planet?"
"I'm not 100% certain," she said, "but my satellite image analysis people found these this morning. I think it may throw a little light on the situation."
She datavised an order into the office's computer. The wall screens lit up, showing a blank section of jungle 50 kilometers west of Ozark.
The satellite had passed over in the middle of the afternoon, giving a clear, bright image. Trees were compacted so tightly the jungle looked like an unbroken emerald plain. 5 perfectly straight black lines began to probe across the green expanse, as if the talons of a huge invisible claw were being scored down the screen. The satellite camera zoomed in on the head of one line, and Colin Rexrue saw trees being bulldozed into the ground. A big 10-wheeled vehicle rolled into view, grey metal glinting dully, a black bubble cab protruding from a flat upper surface. It had a blunt, weapon-shaped front that smashed through trunks without the slightest resistance. Viscous sprays of red-brown mud were being flung up by its rear wheels, caking the metal bodywork. There were another 3 identical vehicles following it along the track of shattered vegetation it was ripping through the jungle.
"We've positively identified them as Dian DLA-404 land cruisers. They're made on Vaquez, or I should say, were made. The Dian company stopped producing that particular model over 20 years ago."
Colin Rexrue datavised a search order into the office computer.
"The LDC never brought any to Lalonde."
"That's right. The invaders brought them. What you're seeing is the first definite proof that it is an external force behind all this, and they're heading straight towards Durringham."
"Dear God!"
He put his empty wine glass down on the desk and stared at the screens. The enemy had a physical form. After weeks of helpless wrestling with an elusive, possibly imaginary foe, it was finally real. But a reason for the invasion, logical or otherwise, was impossible to devise. Colin Rexrue gathered up what was left of his old determination and resolve. Something tangible gave his psyche a fragment of very welcome confidence. He accessed the one neuronomics program he had thought he would never have to use, strategic military procedure, and put it into primary mode.
"We have to stop deluding ourselves. We can handle this on our own. I need combat troops, backed up with real firepower. I'm going to blow these invaders right off my planet. We only need to locate the headquarters. Kill the brain and the body is irrelevant."